Hi guys, my name is Devroid Davis, the Stock Sage, and this is Beyond the Stock Price. Alright, so there are a few things that we want to talk about in this episode, but just in case you're listening to us for the first time, Beyond the Stock Price is a stock market investing podcast. We're chiefly looking at value companies within the Caribbean, and our mission effectively is to look beyond the ticker symbol to find value companies for the aspiring value investor, whether they are from the Caribbean or residing in any other country in the world and are a part of the diaspora. So a few things that we want to look at today. Today is June 22nd, 2018. It's Friday. And what we're looking at are just some of the happenings on primarily the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Next week, we plan to focus chiefly on the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange, in which there are some very interesting things happening on their own. But today will be the official listing ceremony of the one of the most recent IPOs on the Jamaica stock market. It will be Everything Fresh Limited, which is a supplier of fresh foods and other products to chiefly the hotels in and around the north coast of Jamaica. Another significant thing happening is the World Cup that's going on and its impact potentially, as we see it, on the revenues for the RJR Gleaner Communications Group, which is actually one of the companies that we have been watching for a while. And that's actually going to be the main part of this podcast. What we're going to be looking at are just some of the things that are affecting RJR and media companies in general, as well as the prospects for opportunities, for value investors to actually invest in media companies such as RJR in Jamaica or One Caribbean Media in Trinidad and Barbados. So RJR has its share price, just to get that out of the way, its share price is currently hovering between $1 and $1.10 Jamaican. That's less than 1 cent US dollars. However, the company is among the biggest media companies in Jamaica and is actually the largest media conglomerate on the island. They are among the, well, they own the major, both the major newspapers as well as some of the top television and radio stations serving the Jamaican public, both locally and overseas. Another important thing is that RJR's share price, though it is $1, the book value of the company is about $2.14. And so a person looking to invest in that company would be able to acquire the shares at around a 50% discount to the enterprise value of the business. So the question is, why is RJR's share price so low? And of course, in what time can you expect a turnaround? As value investors, and primarily at Caribbean Value Investor, we are not so much concerned with the time that it will take to turn around, for we will appreciate that nobody can adequately and consistently time the market correctly. So what we focus on is the fact that there is a disparity between the current selling price and the the actual book value of the company, and that's what we look at. The company's last reported earnings showed a loss of 2 cents. However, we have to put that in context, being that the company spent over 400 million Jamaican dollars or 4 million US dollars to upgrade its equipment and its facilities for the airing of the World Cup. So they upgraded fully to digital HD. Another factor that we notice is that even though social media has been biting consistently into the profits of media companies, of which RJR Gleaner Group has also been feeling the sting of that, the company has embarked on a social media kind of you can call it a journey of its own. And if you were to check the App Store, you would notice, well, in Jamaica at least, you would notice that one of the trending apps is OneSpot Media, which is the RJR Media Group's, RJR Gleaner Group's Android and iPhone application for streaming media, advertising, and also disseminating video content. So the prospects seem to still be there. As to how long that opportunity will maintain, no one can be certain. However, Caribbean Value Investor will continue to keep looking at it so long as that disparity between the intrinsic value and the current quoted price exists. A few things that we believe are affecting the price for the stock, and the reason, and one of the reasons why it is depressed, aside from the loss recorded in the last quarterly statement, is the fact that there have been a lot of new IPOs coming to market on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. One of the most recent ones would be Everything Fresh, which will officially list tomorrow. But aside from that was Cygnus Credit Investments, which is a non-traditional type of financial company. Their ultimate product is something called private credit, which is effectively just credit that they lend out to small and medium-sized enterprises at more favorable terms, well, on more favorable terms than the banks. And just for perspective, Cygnus Credit Investments was able to raise close to, well, just over 3 billion Jamaican dollars, which translates to 300 million US dollars. Sorry, 30 million US dollars. And just before that, in the December of 2017, Wisinko Group had their IPO, where they raised about 6.5 billion Jamaican dollars. But of interesting note, or of interest to note, is the fact that the applications that came in for the shares amounted to over 18 billion Jamaican dollars. So a lot of these are some of the factors that are kind of pulling the attention away from the value companies, as well as the challenges that are being faced. Another thing that we notice, and this is in particular relation to the media companies, not just in Jamaica but also in the wider Caribbean, is the fact that there has been a consistent cut in revenue. And that has had a negative impact on the forward-looking prospects for the company, and hence the depressed share price. However, we maintain that there is a present opportunity in RJR, and it is something that we will continue to watch, and it's something that you can definitely tweet us about. We'd love to have a conversation about it. And how are media companies in your jurisdiction, whether you're in the Caribbean or you're overseas in, say, the United States, Canada, or even China, how are media companies in those territories stacking up against the prevailing and continuing threat of social media and non-traditional forms of advertising? Call into the show. We'd love to hear from you. And it's always a pleasure talking about just the happenings in the stock market. My name is Devroy Davis. This has been Beyond the Stock Price.